Christ is risen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who needs the resurrection when you have technology? Brent Waters, in his recent book, From Human to Post-Human, Christian Theology and Technology in a Postmodern World, writes, "What were once called humans will survive, becoming software rather than hardware, or in a more evocative imagery, by casting off their poor jelly in which the mind was encased. In short, spatial and temporal constraints will not just be transcended, but eliminated." Waters paints a picture of transhumanism as a transitional movement that transforms human beings into post-humans, as he describes advances in regenerative medicine, improved health care, better diet, performance-enhancing drugs, coupled with stem cell research, cloning, genetic engineering, the introduction of sophisticated prosthetics, medical or mechanical organs, and artificial tissue. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." Well, with post-humanism, there's no flesh and blood left to inherit anything, for the perishable is constantly being transformed, reinvented, reshaped, reconfigured to carry the imperishable human will. Such is the celebrated vision of a post-human future, one that engineers a highway around death by the replacement of flesh and the blood with synthetic substitutes that are more durable, intact from disease and age. Boundaries are crossed. Transcendence over biology is achieved. Man becomes his own maker and preserver. A tempting prospect, indeed, for creatures whose inborn inclination is to be like God, is it not? It is a tantalizing thought not to be limited by the confines of a mortal body that endures the hardships of chance and age and is finally reduced to dust. But this future would indeed be post-human, for that which makes us human would be left behind. We are given another future. It is not a post-human epic, but a future that is given in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one who is both God and man. Now, this is also a narrative of transformation, but it is not the transformation achieved by technology, but by the victory of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. So in today's text, St. Paul begins with what the scientist knows and affirms. The human body is mortal. It can be injured by accident, disfigured by disease, rendered weak by age. It is mortal. It is subject to death. if it is not shut down by viruses or cancerous cells, it will finally be worn out with the passage of time. But there's something more. The human problem is more than a biological problem. It is not just that we are finite creatures lacking immortality, but rather we are sinners under the law. That is, we are under a death sentence. It is not just that we fade away and perish, but we die stung with sin. Sin that gets its venom, its punch, its power from God's own holy law. It can't be put any more starkly than Paul does in our epistle. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. There is no technological solution to that destiny. And it is God, the giver of life, who also takes life. Recall the words of Moses at his most Mosaic, as Luther put it, in Psalm 90, where Moses says of God, "You return man to dust and say, 'Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning, and in the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades away and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh." No wonder that there is a longing and a lust for a post-human future that would pull us out from under the God who kills and who makes alive. But before this eternal God, technology provides no escape route to deter death or to evade God's wrath. In Christ, God gives us not a post-human future, but a human future. St. Paul confesses that in this Jesus, death is swallowed up in victory. And then he goes on to taunt death, mocking death, singing out in the face of death, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" In that strange and dreadful strife where life and death contended, Jesus has defeated death by his death on the cross. And by his resurrection, the Father vindicates his Son and gives him the life which is now your life for eternity. In this world of sin and death, we live by the promises that these perishable and mortal bodies are destined to be decked out, to be dressed up with immortality. So that Paul's doxology is now on our lips. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praising that resurrection victory, We live toward a future that is open and secure in the empty tomb, steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in Him our labor in this life is not in vain. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.